Welcome to the Inspiration Show podcast with your host, Natalie Ledwell. If you'd like to tune into the Inspiration Show TV channel and watch all of the episodes, as well as receive 6 pre-made mind movies valued at $234, please go to www.theinspirationshow.tv.
Today on the show, I'm speaking with the effervescent Janet Bray Atwood. She talks about how important it is that you figure out what it is that you're passionate about and describes what life is like when you're living in flow. So stay tuned. Hi, I'm Natalie Ledwell, and this is The Inspiration Show. And today, my special guest is the wonderful Ms. Janet Atwood. Hi, Janet.
Hi, Natalie. I'm so happy to be with you. I missed you.
Yes, I know. I'm so glad that we finally get to do this. I know that we've had Chris on the show before, but we finally were able to pin each other down to do this wonderful show. Now, for those of you that may not have heard of Janet before, she's actually the driving force behind the amazing Passion Test. And I know that there are like hundreds of thousands of people across the world that have actually done a passion test to really identify what it is that they're passionate about. So what we might do is start a little bit with your story and your background and how you got involved in such an amazing project.
Okay, super. Well, I was actually before I always say I downloaded the passion test. And before that time, I was, like a lot of people probably listening, in a job that I hated. I was failing miserably. I wasn't making any money. Major ego blow, right? I felt like just a complete loser. And my, you know, I kept hearing my mom say, you know, Jenny, you're here for some greatness. And at the time I was recruiting disk drive engineers, and I was just, it was just a mess because I hated it. You know, recruiting disk drive engineers is a real left brain kind of thing.
Yeah.
And you know me, Natalie, aren't I just like major left brainer? Not.
No.
Okay. No, right brain to the end degree. So anyway, I kept putting my attention on, I know I'm here for something great. I know. And I, every night after work, I always went meditative. And one night I was meditating, saw this sign on the wall, and it said, yes to success seminar. And I went, that's it. That's a sign. So I went to the seminar, sat down in the front row. This woman walks on, and she is so on fire. And she's talking about things that matter, talking about being in your integrity and doing the things you love. It was like, bong. Oh, yeah, that would be novel, right? And then in that moment, I went, oh, my God, I want to do what she's doing. So that was my first aha. And then my second big one was, which became a major big one, was that she started talking about a survey that had been given to the 100 most successful people in the U.S. And what it found was that each and every one of them were living what they considered to be their top 5 passions. Mm-hmm. And I went, okay, that's it. You know, that's it. If I could just figure out what my top 5 passions are, then I'd be like all these other 100 most successful people in the United States. And that was the birth, right in that moment, of what is now known all over the world. It's the number one tool right now being used, the Passion Test, which is a tool to help people get clear on the things that matter most to them. Isn't that neat?
It's so very awesome. So, okay, so what does passion mean to you?
Well, what does it mean to you? I mean, here you are, one of the most passionate women I know. I mean, what's it like to get up every morning and do something you love?
Yeah.
Right? What's it like to create abundance and be playing all the time?
Yeah. I still pinch myself every day. Like, seriously,
yeah.
I get up in the mornings, I take my little dog Bella out for a walk, and I can't help but walk along and just go, seriously, this is my life. I'm so grateful for everything that I have. And it's just... It's like you have this overwhelming joy and happiness all the time. It's amazing. Yeah.
You know, and I just love this because, well, for me, I love living my passion. And what it is helping others uncover and define what theirs is. And why I feel that's so important for each and every one of us is because, you know, here you are, and one of the most successful people in the transformational industry, and happy. And that's the deal. That's the bottom line. Because when you're happy, then you're overflowing. And when you're overflowing, then you're able to give. And that's where the juice is. That's when it gets really juicy. You just, you know, you have so much that you just want to share that with the rest of the world. And this is what abundance looks like without trying to fabricate it.
Yeah. And then that's the thing, like, you know, which you just talked about giving, which is a really great point to touch on, because when you're in this vibration, when you're in this mode all the time, it's easy for you to give because it's like your cup keeps filling up. It's like it's, you know, you keep recharging yourself. It's not as if you're giving and you're exhausted and go, oh my God, I can't be bothered anymore. It's just like, what more can I do? Because your cup just, it keeps filling up.
Well, and think about people who aren't living their passion, mm-hmm. right? There's this beautiful saying in the Vedas, from abundance comes abundance and abundance remains. So in order to have that abundance, in order to be overflowing, in order to be that giver that we all want to be and really create supreme, deep happiness, you have to first have in order to give.
Yeah.
And so I love the passion test. You know, I mean, when I first started taking my own passion test, right, and when my life is ideal, I am, and I started listing all the things that I wanted to create, transformational leader, you know, New York Times bestselling author, travel the world, you know, uplifting, whoever. I never thought about it in terms of self-love. And I had a really hard mm-hmm. life. A lot of things happened in my life, and I was physically abused. I was strung out on drugs. This is all when I was like in my teens, and people would say to me, "You gotta be more loving to yourself. You gotta have more self-love." And I was like, "Just shut up! I don't want to hear it," because I didn't understand what that concept meant. I was so far away from what that meant. What I found, though, is that when I started using what's known in the passion test as the secret to living a passionate life, whenever you're faced with a choice, a decision, or an opportunity, choose in favor of your passion. When I started really aligning with that, getting clear on what I knew I was passionate about, and then consistently choosing in favor of those things, I realized that what was happening, and this is just a number of years back when I got this gong, that each time I said yes to the things that mattered most to me and stood for that and really said, in spite of, you know, other people feeling like they knew what I should be passionate about more than I did, I was saying yes to my own self-love. You know, chicking that notch, that one, you know, okay, another notch. And then, you know, without even knowing it, I was just uncovering myself to myself, which was really beautiful, a beautiful thing. And it's open for everyone, right? It's just a choice.
Exactly. And, you know, and the thing is, too, I think a lot of people, especially if they're in a situation where they're doing it tough, which a lot of people are, they're going, you know what? Yes, it'd be lovely. It's a nice pipe dream to be following your passion. And I know that you've worked with, like we said, hundreds of thousands of people around the world. Can you give us some examples of some breakthroughs or things that people have had that you've worked with?
Oh, absolutely. There's one, and she's one of my favorites because it was on every level of her life. Julia Gavani, who is now a passion test facilitator, because it changed her life so much. But when she first came to our program, her relationship with her husband, they were on the verge of divorce. Her feet, she had some illness, and it was affecting her feet. She couldn't walk. They were going bankrupt, losing all their money. Because they were so out of sync, their work was just falling apart around them. You know, everything, their careers were just like burn. And it really was like it couldn't be worse. And then Julia came to one of our programs, got clear on what she was passionate about, realized that her number one passion was her husband. That was the first thing. And so, ba-boom, that relationship, she started choosing in favor instead of, you know, trying to save the rest of the world when she could hardly save herself. You know, she was, you know, putting her attention on those things that mattered most to her, which was her family, her husband, her health. And then, of course, as she got aligned, and what we say in the passion test is what you love and God's will for you are one and the same. Mm-hmm. What you love and God's will for you is one and the same. When I say God, nature, higher power, whatever name you want to put.
Yep.
That energy that's greater than yourself, then everything else started to line up because she was in alignment and she created flow. And now she's a multimillionaire.
Yeah.
Do you love that? And her husband and she are together. They're thriving. She no longer has the illness that she had. I mean, it just was dramatic. It was totally dramatic. And I see it and hear it all the time. Right now, we have over 1,000 passion test facilitators in 45 countries worldwide. We had our best year yet last year in the midst of a recession. Don't read the newspaper.
I know. I stopped looking at the news about 10 years ago. Oh, it's just dreadful.
Yeah, get your mind moving. You know, find out what you're passionate about, right? Yeah. And then put your mind movie together, and then keep your attention on what you choose to create. Yep. Because that's what you'll create. What you think about comes about. And Natalie, who knows better than you?
Yeah. You know, yeah. And you know, I just got goosebumps before when you said the word flow. Because, you know, if I could, if there's one word that I can describe for how I feel of the life that we're living, is that I'm so in flow. It's ridiculous. Like everything that we put our minds to, we're successful at because we're in flow, we're in alignment, and we know what we're passionate about. You know, Glenn is passionate about our business and our marketing and the things that we do. And I'm really passionate about it, about getting this message out to everyone. So because every day we wake up and we just, you know, where were we the other day? I think we were somewhere, it was a Saturday night, and we ended up, We weren't going out for some reason. And Glenn goes, oh, look at us. We're getting old. We're not going out. It's a Saturday night. I go, honey, do you realize that it doesn't matter what day it is? Like, this could be any day. Our life is that amazing that every day feels like a Saturday or a Sunday or whatever. You know, they're all amazing and they're all great. So when you're in flow like that, it's awesome.
Yeah, and it's called full-time vacation.
Yes.
And for those people who aren't there, you know, what I always say to people is, you know, take the passion test. And get clear on the things that matter most to you. And then every day, don't jump off of a mountain and try to do something radically different because you'll freak yourself out.
Yeah.
And then you'll go totally and stop everything, right? Mm. And then that's even worse. But I say chunk it down, right? Mm. Just chunk it down so that every day, a piece at a time, a piece at a time. And what happens, and I'm sure if you told your story, you know, it's similar to this, that you grow in trust, and the more you grow in trust, the more you can take on bigger things and bigger things and bigger things, because you see that when you do those things you love, when you do those things that make you really happy,
yeah.
I mean, happy, you know, that's a good, like, okay, I'm listening, right? When you listen to happy, it's a really, really great GPS for you, isn't it?
Absolutely. So, there's nothing more important than feeling good. Now, so Janet, what's your passion? What's your passion at the moment?
Oh, well, right now, Natalie, and I'm like, and I tell you, I'm so excited about this. September 21st to 23rd at the Kona Kai Resort Hotel in San Diego, California. That's Friday to Sunday. I have invited some of the top masters, healing masters from all over the world, to be with me in one beautiful location, so that we can raise the energy of the room, raise the vibration. I have asked them to share, people like Master Stephen Coe, world-renowned Qigong master, chronic healing master, excuse me, Master Ming Tanggu, world-renowned, he's my Qigong master, getting my masters mixed up, and Alex Lloyd from Healing Codes.
Yeah.
And each of these masters, along with Dr. Sue Mortar, Christy Sheldon, all of these different experts in their field and masters in their field, I have used their modalities over the years. And they are the ones that have been the real deal to me. You know, years ago, I created this whole video series called Dialogues with the Masters. And I went out to interview all these masters from all over the world. And it was my passion then, and now I'm bringing it into one room, one beautiful room, to really share with people abundance techniques, relationship techniques, different techniques for people to really get in alignment with their health, with their energetic field, so that they can be the teacher who's living their teaching. That's my favorite quote that I always say.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it, isn't it? To be the teacher living the teaching. And these masters, when you walk into the room and you feel their energy, you know, we're all scanning these days, aren't we?
Yes.
And we're all asking, now, is that person in front of me full of BS, or are they the real deal, right?
Absolutely.
And I ask everybody, all the expert scanners in the universe, come into that room, because you're going to be so excited, because these people are the real deal. They are the real deal, and you can scan the heck out of them, and you're just going to get joyful being around their energy and walk away with really incredible practical tips, tools, and knowledge.
That's awesome. So when is that again?
That's September 21st to 23rd.
Right.
That's at Kona Kai Resort Hotel in beautiful San Diego. And people can go and find out about it by going to PassionateLifeSummit.com.
PassionateLifeSummit.com. Perfect. That's it. And, you know, guys, if you click on the banner to the side there, you can go straight through to that that website as well. So, Janet, thank you for joining me today.
It was too short.
I know. We do get to catch up again on that weekend. So I'm really looking forward to seeing you again.
And hi to your great team and hi to Glennie.
Yes, absolutely.
Hi, Nan.
Now, I actually encourage all of you to share this video and the information in it by clicking the Facebook and the Twitter share buttons above. And if you haven't done so already, make sure that you put your email in the box above there. I would love to send you my Manifesting with the Masters video e-course. It includes masters like Bob Proctor, John Assaraf, Joe Vitale. It's valued at $87 and I'd like to give it to you for free. So make sure you put your email in the box above there to get that. So until next time, remember to live large, choose courageously, and love without limits. We'll see you soon.
Thanks for tuning in to the Inspiration Show podcast with Natalie Ledwell. Remember, if you'd like to check out the Inspiration Show TV channel and watch videos of all the episodes, as well as receive 6 pre-made mind movies valued at $234, please go to www.theinspirationshow.tv.